The second annual Every Child Matters Memorial Soccer Tournament was held earlier this month in Kitimat to raise awareness of the residential school tragedy. Paul Gray, the lead organizer, says that the tournament was started to keep people aware of the tragedy, as well as show survivors that they are not alone. Gray talked about the support they had received from the community, as well as the number of teams and players who participated.
To bring awareness, both children that didn't make it home from residential school and survivors. I think it turned out pretty good. We had a lot of support from town, district, Kitimat. Yeah, it just brought a lot of people to Kitimat, and survivors are aware there's other people that support them, not just indigenous people. We have 18 teams, but I don't think all rosters are full, so roughly 350 to 360 soccer players this weekend.
Of the 18 teams, first place was awarded to Terrace in the men's division, Kitimat in the women's division, and the Nishka Legends in the masters division. Shelley Bolton, a Haisla woman who was involved in a traditional dance performance during the opening ceremony, detailed the meaning behind the three songs that she had composed and used in the performance.
We did the Mama'o's lullaby first. They wanted the survivors asked if we could do that during their silence. That one, I composed it in memory of my grandmother. Wasam kina wasam is something that she used to say to our children. That means heart of my heart. So I took that, I kind of mashed it together with You Are My Sunshine, and out came Mama'o's lullaby. Mama'o is grandmother in Haisla. Chief's Honor, it's another one that I composed to honor our chiefs of the Haisla. We did the International Honor. That is actually a rediscovery song. And then we ended it with our Haisla Braid. I composed a few years ago. We have a book that belongs to the Haisla, and it's called Haisla Nuyum and Tales of Haisla. So it's got a lot of information in there, but it does speak about how the men and the women wore the braid in their hair. And what it signifies is body, mind, and soul. You get the three strands that make up the braid. So once it's intertwined, it's impossible to break. After I read that paragraph, I sat and I thought about our families and our communities and how sometimes they get broken. You know, there's times where we have to stand up together. We have to help one another. We have to be a community. We have to be a family. We have the children watching us. And so it's a song about strength, and it's a song about community and togetherness.
Bolton went on to explain the importance of cultural revitalization and making sure that their culture does not become history.
Culture revitalization, language revitalization. I always say time is ticking. You know, we don't have a lot of our fluent speakers left, and we need to start doing something. Let's not make excuses anymore. And this is something that, you know, we can't let be history. We have to keep it going.
Leading up to the tournament, organizers also held two events beside the soccer fields, which saw attendees place orange handprints on the road, tying into the message of awareness and support.